الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. It is under the title The Affirmed and Annulled Intercession. The Affirmed and Annulled Intercession. The question that was put to the Shaykh Rahimahullah was, we would like to know what is the Affirmed and Nullified Intercession. Alaykum As-Salaam wa Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Barakatuh. The question is, we would like to know what is the Affirmed and Nullified Intercession. The answer, Al-Shafa'a, Alaykum As-Salaam. This is referred to intercession, which means Al-Shafa'a. Intercession is derived from Al-Shafa'a, and it is the opposite of witr. It is the opposite of witr, and witr is one. And it is to make a single thing one of a pair or couple. This is the meaning of shafa', is to make a single thing one of a pair or couple. For example, to make the 1, 2, the 3, 4, and so forth. This is as far as its linguistic derivation is concerned. Traditionally, however, it means the laying of a petition, interceding, mediating with someone in favor of another, in procuring a benefit or warding off a harm. That is, the intercessor lays down a mediation between the one on whose behalf an intercession is sought and the one pleaded with, in order to produce a benefit for the one on whose behalf intercession is sought, or repel from him something harmful. Is this inshallah understood? Are these definitions inshallah clear? The shafa'a, intercession, the linguistic and the traditional meaning. Is that clear inshallah? Repeat them. طيب. Al-Shafa'a, intercession, is derived from Al-Shafa'a. Is derived from Al-Shafa'a. And it is the opposite of witr. It's the opposite of witr. Witr is one. And the linguistic meaning is to make a single thing one of a pair or couple. The linguistic meaning is to make a single thing one of a pair or couple. For example, to make the 1, 2, the 3, 4, and so forth. And this is as far as the linguistic derivation is concerned. Traditionally, however, it means the laying of a petition, interceding, mediating with someone in favor of another, in procuring a benefit. This is the objective, to procure a benefit or to ward off a harm. That is, the intercessor lays down a mediation between the one on whose behalf an intercession is sought and the one pleaded with, in order to procure a benefit or repel from him something harmful. Is that clear inshallah now? Right. Intercession is two types. The first type is called confirmed and correct intercession, and the second type is called a false one, that is of no benefit to its people. As to the confirmed and correct intercession, then it is the one which Allah the Most High has confirmed in His book, and which His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has confirmed, and it is approved only for the people of Tawheed and those of pure intentions. Since Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, said, O Messenger of Allah, who will be the luckiest person who will gain your intercession on the day of resurrection? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, the one who says La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, purely from his heart. Purely from his heart. And this is reported by Al-Bukhari. And this type of intercession, meaning the approved one and the confirmed one, this type of intercession has three conditions to it. First condition, Allah being pleased with the intercessor. This is the first condition. The second condition, Allah being pleased with the one on whose behalf intercession is being sought. I will repeat, the second condition, Allah being pleased with the one on whose behalf intercession is being sought. And the third condition, Allah's permission for the intercessor to intercede. These conditions are collectively stated in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Najm 53:26. وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَكٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ لَا تُغْنِي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ يَأْذَنَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْضَى. And there are many angels in the heaven whose intercession will avail nothing except after Allah has given leave for them for whom He wills and is pleased with. And they are mentioned in details in the following saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Take for example Surah Al-Baqarah 2:255. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Who is that will intercede with Allah except by His permission? And also in Surah Taha 109, يَوْمَئِذٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةُ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَانُ وَرَضِيَ لَهُ قَوْلًا. On that day no intercession shall avail except the one for whom Ar-Rahman, the most beneficent, has given permission and whose word is acceptable to him. And also we read in Surah Al-Anbiya as well, and they cannot intercede, وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنِ ارْتَضَى. And they cannot intercede, in Surah Al-Anbiya 21:28, and they cannot intercede except for him with whom he, meaning Allah, is pleased. It is inevitable that these three conditions be met in order for intercession to take place. And based upon this, then we come to know now the second type of intercession, and it is the annulled intercession, the false one, which avails not its people, and which the mushriks, the polytheists, claim to be the intercession of their gods for them with Allah. Indeed, this intercession avails them not, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ, as in Surah Al-Muddathir 74:48. And so no intercession of intercessors will be of any use to them. This is since Allah the Most High accepts not the shirk of those mushriks, and that He would not give permission for them to intercede. Since there is no intercession except for those whom Allah is pleased with, and Allah accepts not kufr, disbelief, for His servants, and He loves not mischief, so the mushriks' attachment of importance on the gods that they worship, whilst they say these are our intercessors with Allah, is false and has no benefit. Rather, this will only keep them farther away from Allah. Furthermore, the confirmed and approved shafa'a intercession, as the scholars, may Allah's mercy be upon them, mentioned, is divided into two kinds. The approved intercession is divided into two kinds, general and special. The meaning of general is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits whom He wishes from His righteous servants to intercede on behalf of those whom Allah has given the permission for intercession. This is the general one. I will repeat the general one. The meaning of the general intercession, the approved one, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits whom He wishes from His righteous servants to intercede on behalf of those whom Allah has given the permission for intercession. Now, the special shafa'ah, the special intercession, means the intercession particular to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the greatest of which is ash-shafa'atul uzma, which is called the greatest intercession, and which takes place on the day of resurrection, when the people will suffer such distress and trouble as they will not be able to tolerate. So they will look for someone who will intercede for them with Allah to relieve them from this greatly distressing and long-standing situation. So they go to Adam, then to Noah, then to Ibrahim, then to Musa, and then to Jesus, to Isa. None of them intercede until the matter reaches Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, stands up and intercedes with Allah to save his slaves from this immense situation. So Allah responds to his supplication and accepts his intercession. And this is part of what is known as al-maqam al-mahmud, the highest station of praise and glory, which Allah the Most High has promised to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his saying in Surah Al-Isra 17:79, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ عَسَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. And in some parts of the night, offer the prayer with it, meaning recite the Quran in the prayer, as an additional prayer, meaning tahajjud, the night prayer, for you Muhammad. It may be that your Lord will raise you in al-maqam al-mahmud, a station of praise and glory, and this is the highest degree in paradise. And from the intercession that is particular to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his intercession for Ahlul Jannah, for the people of paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from them to enter al-Jannah. Because after they cross the Sirat, which is the bridge over hell, the people of Al-Jannah will be stopped at a bridge between paradise and hell, and here their hearts will be rendered free from the wrongs they have committed against each other until they are cleaned and purified. Then after that, they will be granted permission to enter Al-Jannah. However, they will not be admitted therein until after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's intercession with Allah for them to enter paradise. Therefore, the gates of Al-Jannah of paradise will open by virtue of the Prophet's intercession sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As regards the general intercession by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and by others besides him from the righteous slaves of Allah, then it is to intercede for the people of the fire from the sinful believers who don't deserve the endless dwelling therein. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercedes on their behalf for them to get out. He intercedes on their behalf for them to get out of the fire. And this type of intercession is confirmed for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as for others from the prophets, the martyrs, and the righteous, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So this concludes the topic on the intercession. And therefore we learned from this that the intercession is mainly of two major types. First one is approved or confirmed intercession. The second is false or annulled intercession. And that the approved intercession is itself of two types, general and specific.